are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. Home Depot's in the news. It's one of my husband's favorite stores. He loves to shop at Home Depot and Lowe's. You could always find them there. Apparently, one of the, I guess, is it a shed? You know how they have those display sheds in the front? Okay? Don't think that there's nobody in there. Apparently, a couple was just arrested because they were having sex in one of the sheds in South Carolina. Yeah, you can't be doing that, okay? I mean, I understand. Nobody really goes into those sheds. They just kind of look at them, right, as they drive by. But there is that possibility that somebody may want to buy the shed, and you being in there selling it up, right, however some people can sully it up, could be an issue. We have the hospital getting sued, the one where a nurse threw out a kidney about to be donated. Going to talk about that lawsuit. Looks like marijuana now is the top illegal drug used worldwide. Of course, this story is going to change once they legalize marijuana, but for now, they say marijuana is the tippity top. It's probably the cheapest, easiest to get. So we'll talk about that. Then some of you have asked me about thyroid, so I want to talk about low thyroid. I didn't realize that. I never just, you know, spent some time on that, because many of you, well, most of you, when you go in for blood work, have your thyroid checked, whether it's for your high blood pressure or your diabetes or erectile dysfunction or menopause, whatnot, your thyroid's always checked, but you don't understand why. So we need to talk about that. That's pretty important. And I also want to talk about the fast food strike, where thousands of fast food workers are striking. I don't know how long that's going to go on. I think it started yesterday or the day before, to raise their minimum wage to $15 an hour. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So from what I understand, the strike has now involved over 50 cities across the United States. They've gone on strike in New York, Chicago, L.A., Detroit, Milwaukee, Indianapolis, according to Bloomberg.com. I guess according to local organizers and the Service Employees International Union, which is advising the strikers. About 200 workers showed up at the two-story, the rock and roll McDonald's store in Chicago's River North, huh? Saying, hey, hey, ho, ho, poverty wages gotta go. You know, I gotta admit, you have to have some sort of talent to come up with those types of slogans, right? Because one, they have to be easy. Two, they have to stick out. And three, they have to be discernible enough, right, from a faraway crowd. Usually it helps if somebody is carrying a sign that actually says the saying you guys are chanting, you know? But then it makes national news like this. Now, the non-union workers are demanding the right to organize and wages of $15 an hour, which is more than double the federal minimum wage, which is currently $7.25. The average, though, fast food worker makes about $9 an average, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now, they've targeted Yum Brands, Taco Bell and KFC, Subway, Burger King, etc. So, we know that there has been some talk by the current administration to raise the minimum wage maybe to $10.50. My only concern with that is if fast food workers want $15 an hour, that still wouldn't be good enough. Unless what's happening is, you know, when you go to the bargaining table, you always overshoot so that hopefully, you know, you guys could agree on a price. Now, I'm not saying they don't deserve $15 an hour. I mean, I worked fast food. That is a very grueling shift, extremely grueling shift. So why not make comparable wages to people in construction, to people in healthcare, to people in et cetera? I mean, you know, these are grueling shifts. I mean, the shifts and what people make never made sense to me. Okay, I think it's really society driven. I mean, fast food used to be where the younger people would work. You know, these kids out of high school, college, or whatever, and that, you know, those jobs would be filled by a growing youthful population, which basically was started with the baby boomers. Okay, these diners, these fast food places, you'd have somebody older running the show, but many of the workers were younger. And it's because we had a huge youth. We had the baby boomers. Okay? Baby boomers in the 50s and 60s or whatever could take on these jobs. Then more and more start to go to college. And so as less youth wanted to work in these jobs, as they got a college degree, other youths would then come in. The problem is we don't have enough young people filling the jobs. We don't have enough older people having jobs. So now you have a complete shift. I know some of you out there are saying, this is ridiculous, $15 an hour for fast food. But, you know, think about it. You don't have, you know, students on summer break or spring break now working at these places. You have people that are trying to take care of their kids. So what happens now? What eventually ends up happening is the ripple effect. If fast food has to start paying their workers double than what they do, or even, you know, 50% more, then what ends up happening is they're going to raise the prices. The dollar value menu probably won't exist much longer. And we have okay as a society for that. So the whole, you know, intrinsic setup that has been very delicately choreographed with fast food is offering cheap food quickly, keeping labor costs down. And it's been something that has worked for years until finally people are like, no, this isn't working because the only job I could get is that fast food and I got to support a family. So once you start to have $15 an hour workers, even many waitresses and food servers don't get that kind of money, but they get tips. So they're able to live on the tips and they are able to average $20, $25 an hour, which is why, I mean, a tip job, it killed me giving up my tip job because I always had money. More than I do now. It's amazing. But then the whole fast food industry is going to be completely changed to the point where you're going to probably be paying $9 a sandwich. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Over the break, Marcus wants to know, what is the maximum amount of hours somebody during their shift should be on their feet? And could that be an issue for union workers? You know, that's kind of a good question, because a lot of us have jobs where we are on our feet all day long. And some of us have jobs where we think we're on our feet, but we actually do get to sit down. And then there's some of us that just sit down. Now, a year or two ago, we were talking about how those of us with sit-down jobs, where we just sit the whole time in front of a computer, we're at higher risk for obesity, we're at higher risk for diabetes, we're at higher risk for colon cancer. And so, you know, we were coming up with ways for you guys to kind of get off your butts type of thing. Like, you know, every hour, get up for 5 minutes and walk around if your boss allows you to. If you get a break in your morning or in your afternoon, use that break to walk around the building. Right, so you're getting some sort of exercise, maybe getting one of those exercise balls to sit on the exercise ball, because that forces you to move and work on your stomach muscles and keep that tight. And so there's, you know, we were trying to figure out ways to get up, but we didn't talk about the health issues of just standing on your feet all day long. Now, when I waited tables and bartended and stuff, you're standing the whole time. Yeah, you'd get to kind of sit on break, but there really wasn't a lot of chairs in the back. There was a couple chairs in the back. The people who smoked usually took them, and you didn't really have a place to sit. So you would be on your feet all day long. And so health risks could be foot pain, fallen arches. By fallen arches, meaning some of the ligaments, you know, start to lax a little bit. Varicose veins, knee pain, hip pain. I mean, there's a variety of things. So absolutely, I mean, being on your feet all day long, I don't think is the healthiest thing either. I like the idea of movement, walking, keeping busy, exercise. I don't like, you know, you want things in moderation. If you're on your feet, fine, but, you know, try not to be on your feet for more than 2-3 hours at a time. Try to give yourself some breaks. For some of you, you may need to be off your feet more than that. But that is interesting. I mean, I don't know much about the unionization of fast food employees, and I apologize. Maybe you guys do. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, should fast food employees unionize? Will that cause a massive ripple effect in our system, in our fast food system that will just, crush the economy? I understand why unions came about. I understand that you have strength in numbers. Unions were desperately needed back in the late 1800s when there was an upper class and a poverty level, and unions gave rise to the middle class, and it was a very strategic, necessary thing that had to happen. You needed to have the protection in numbers, and it led to America's success in being a world power eventually. So I really credit unions in terms of that. In terms of some recent developments politically, with unions voting for Obamacare but then getting waivers. You know, like, well, wait a second here. You know, in order to make Obamacare work, we need everybody, especially the ones that, you know, wanted us to have it. We all kind of need to pitch in type of thing. So that's been an issue. Many of us really, really loved Hostess. To see what happened politically with unions causing the demise of the Hostess company, they've been getting a bad rap lately in the last, couple decades. And, but if unions were quote unquote so bad, why would they still be so fruitful? Okay. Companies must find a benefit to having unionized employees. If not, companies would just hire non-union and union workers would not find work. Because, I mean, there's got to be some benefit to some of these companies. So then we need to figure out, would fast food benefit from unionized employees? My worry is they wouldn't. And because fast food is trying to promote their dollar value menu, and many people love the idea that they could feed their family for $5. All right. Not that that's the healthiest choice. I know some of you would love to see the fast food industry go under. I get that. But I think the fast food industry is too huge a part of our market to say, because maybe it's not healthy and they're not paying their workers enough. No. If fast food dies, we can crumble. All right. You know, they provide so many jobs for so many people out there, and they provide cheap food for people. All right. That is something that I don't think our economy could tolerate if they didn't exist. Now, somebody could say, well, then supply and demand. Other restaurants are going to then have to come up with dollar menus. Can they? How can they do that with their expenses? So it's such a delicate balance that, if fast food can't find workers and they need to get a group of workers and fast and always be employed, it's going to be to their advantage of having union workers. But my guess is in this economy, they could very easily fill those spots. Excuse me. That's why I don't really foresee fast food paying, Whew, sorry, got the hiccups starting again. That's why I don't, somebody must be thinking of me. That's why I don't see fast food being able to do the $15 an hour type of wage. But being on your feet all day long, I don't know, I don't know much about union health rules. I would like to. From what I understand, there aren't set rules. You have breaks of your job, and that's supposed to allow you sit down time, potty time, etc., which are things crucial for your everyday well-being. But I don't think there are union rules, and please correct me if I'm wrong, on a limitation of how many hours you are to stand. I mean, if you, or how many hours you are to sit. What I do know is, as a doctor, for many of my union employees, they come to me saying, I need you to write a note saying I can't do this. I need you to write a note saying I can't do that. So my guess is they still don't have those types of protections in there. But then again, you know, looking from an employer standpoint, how the hell do you man certain jobs, man or woman, I'm sorry, staff, shall we say, staff certain positions if you do have all these rules bombarding you? Like, for example, I used to work at a rental car company. So I was in the marketing and the business office doing marketing and human resources. Yet the people that had to work there had to stand behind the counter. Now, one way to fix it is you could get those high chairs so they could actually sit. But for the most part, they stand. Same thing at hotels. Your front desk, they stand. There's something to the customer service or something where a lot of these companies prefer you to stand. All right? And so how do you staff those positions if you have somebody that needs to have, you know, time to not stand? I mean, in the olden days, those people would then fill different jobs. But if you don't have another job, you lose your job if you can't physically handle that particular position. This is what's been so difficult with workers' comp for many people. Workers' comp protects the worker. It's a phenomenal system in place where if you get hurt on the job, your employer has to, despite your medical insurance qualifications with that job, whether it's a day of you working there or 3 months working there, the employers have to have insurance to cover your medical expenses for an accident that happened on the job. Okay? Period. Right. Then, with that, you're not supposed to get fired. Many people do. But they are supposed to allow certain job changes to either compensate what you can't do or to allow that latitude so you could still do your job while you have your injury, etc. Now, when I do disability exams for the state and I'm reading through these records, many of these people, they can't work at the job. And there's like, well, there's no light duty. So I just can't work, so I'm off work. Now, an employer is not forced to pay your wages necessarily. Okay, if you can't do the job due to your injury. All right, so for example, let's say you're right-handed and you slipped and fell at work and you broke your hand. So you break your hand, so you can't, you know, you have to undergo treatment, etc. Well, technically, you could use your left hand. Now, for those of us that are really dumb, right-handed, that's hard. Okay, I don't think I could write or work with my left hand, so I don't feel like I would be able to adequately do my job. Do you go to work and half-assed it, you know, trying to use your left hand to do it, or do you stay off so you don't do a bad job and get fired? So, you have all these systems in place, but then as an employer, what do? Do you hire somebody while the other person is off? And then how do you afford two people on payroll for the same job? It's a delicate situation, you know? But if you do have a job where you're standing on your feet all day long and can't tolerate it, you might want to consider a new job or work changes in the workplace. You could sit a little bit. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first weekend in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so the Ohio Hospital has been sued, but is denying negligence in the transplant case where a botched kidney transplant occurred when the nurse had thrown away the kidney that was supposed to go from, I believe, a brother to a sister. I'm trying to remember who had donated the kidney and who was receiving it. All right. Yeah, here we go. The hospital had said a nurse had accidentally thrown out a chilled protective slush containing a viable kidney donated to a Toledo woman by her younger brother back in August of last year. The 24-year-old woman who was suffering from end-stage renal disease later received a different kidney in Colorado. Okay? Now, a complaint by the siblings and their family alleged the facility in Northwest Ohio was negligent, causing physical and emotional suffering for the patients, emotional distress for their parents. The sister awoke in the recovery area with no incision and initially had feared her brother had died in surgery, the complaint said. Her parents worried about their daughter's prognosis and about their son losing a kidney in vain. I'm reading this from Fox News. The complaint also said the parents and other siblings lost the pair's comfort and companionship because of the alleged negligence. Now, the hospital denied the allegations and sought dismissal of the case. They especially want to dismiss the relatives' alleged losses and argue that Ohio law does not provide for parents and siblings of an affected adult to recover damages for such losses. Now, a statement from the attorney for the family says adults can recover damages for such losses involving their parents, and the same should be true if the situation is reversed. Okay, and we'll talk about this. Now, the medical center, of course, apologized for the error, had undergone internal and external reviews, I guess clarified some procedures, temporarily suspended its live kidney donation program. I think the nurse retired. Another nurse that was suspended was then fired, but then she sued for wrongful termination. So this is a complete mess. The surgeon in charge of the case no longer oversees renal transplantation for the hospital, but is a transplant doctor still and a professor, etc. So 8 family members have filed the case, including the patients, and are seeking monetary damages of at least $25,000. All right, so this is a case where, yes, this was a definite screw-up, a huge screw-up, all right, where the kidney gets thrown out. All right. There are damages, even though the patient got another kidney from somebody else. It wasn't the kidney she wanted. Not to mention, you have the brother who donated a kidney now for nothing. Okay? I mean, you know, if the kidney went to another person, he could still find some solace in that. But the kidney just got thrown away in its protective slush. Not sure what the nurse was thinking, but accidents happen on all ends by doctors, nurses, etc. Okay? So, now, if a lawyer decides to sue, all right, and I understand how law works, okay? It's this whole, like we talked about with the unions, it's like the overshooting thing, okay? There's going to be some sort of a compromise or some sort of a settlement or something. So you never ask what you want. You ask above and beyond. And then if you know you're going to have to take losses, then the extraneous things like, well, you know, the family members or whatever wanting money, all right, you know what we'll do? We'll drop to compromise. We won't then ask for that kind of money, that money, and then, but still give us what we want for the sister and the brother. So, you know, I'm not shocked that the family, because I'm sure the attorney instructed them. And, I mean, that is, you know, anything that happens to your children is anguishing. I would, though, like to see what happens in this case in terms of precedence, because if immediate family members get to throw themselves into the lawsuit and be able to take damages and be able to collect damages, I would like to see what the precedent set is for that, because that could quadruple easily damage amounts. You know, I mean, I always thought, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, that when something happens, whoever it happens to is the one that gets to sue. Okay, unless that person doesn't exist anymore because they died, and then the family sues because they lost their loved one. But I guess you can, if you are related to the victim of somebody who had to take another person's kidney, that you can sue. So, I mean, again, I don't criticize the family. I mean, it is traumatic. This was ridiculous. They, you know, it was a complete cluster. So, you know, I get that. But I get why they would try. Okay, I don't know if they're going to. I think in court, like they said with Ohio law, it's going to basically just be limited to the two people involved. I think the brother gets to sue for having donated a kidney and it not being able to be used, and now he's left with just one kidney. Scary thought, right? And then even though he was going to make that decision anyway, it was going to something he wanted. So yeah, his sister. All right, and then of course if the sister has to have a kidney that she doesn't want, you know, a lot of people are saying she has a kidney, she should be grateful, etc. But because the hospital screwed up, there's a case. And where there's a case, there's money. And where there's money, there's an attorney trying to get it. Okay, I get that. It's the way the system works, okay? What bothers me, though, is how could something like this be prevented? You know, if I owned a hospital, and I don't think I'll ever have the money to own a hospital, I don't think I'd want to own a hospital. If I did, though, I'd probably want to own a hospital that gave free care. You know, I don't think I would want to run it as a business. I, even though you do have to run charities like a business, but I would probably want to do, that would be on my bucket list then, you know, have a free clinic or a free hospital. That would be kind of cool. But anyway, I mean, still, liability. I mean, you know, when I see something like this happen, I go, well, how could this be prevented? By the patients, per se, okay? The son, or the brother, went in, had the kidney removed. What could he have done to prevent his kidney just getting thrown out? There's nothing he could have done. And that to me is unsettling. Same thing with the sister. She went under, woke up, still no kidney, not her brother's kidney, being told, oops, this happened. All right, nothing she could have done, you know, except maybe write something on her body saying, please don't flip and lose the kidney. Okay, if you're the hospital administrator, you would think your staff would know not to throw things out. I mean, anybody working in a transplant arena of a hospital should have some sort of training. And my guess is she was trained. So what the heck happened? Okay, what, did she have medicine on board at the time? Was she drunk? What? Makes no sense. See, I was always taught not to throw out things because I would be cleaning up after the surgeon and there would be like some little specimens. This would be like an office type surgery, a little office clinic type surgery, and there would be specimens sitting on the tray. Now, specimens should immediately go into a specimen container, but I wouldn't throw anything out until I knew and made sure all the sharps were thrown out, etc. So there is some common sense to be said. But it'll be interesting to see what happens with this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. There's been some headlines saying poverty is not a result of intelligence, which to me, I never thought it had to do with intelligence. I thought people who were impoverished had, you know, gotten dealt a bad hand of cards. That's what I always thought. I, you know, financially, I never thought it would have to do with intelligence, but apparently a group of researchers decided to study that. And they found that poverty then, in and of itself, consumes so much energy that there is less brain power to focus on tasks, causing it to appear that certain people who are poor are less intelligent. I don't know. That's a real stretch of things, okay? But I think what they're trying to say, if somebody, okay, is impoverished, and right now we have 9.5 million families in the U.S. living in poverty, okay, they may not have the time to read, study up, etc., because their big concern is trying to feed their family, trying to feed their, so being versed in the arts and being versed in, you know what I mean? You know, to us that makes sense. But what about in terms of being able to concentrate, think, manage depression, etc.? All right, you know, those kinds of you know, those kinds of issues, I guess they studied. We'll talk about this just a little bit more. Plus, a glass of wine a day could chase the blues away. Alcohol for depression? That's new. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Oh boy, gosh, so much more to talk about and so little time. Let's quickly move on. When it comes to alcohol, we've been told to avoid alcohol because it could cause depression. Well, now researchers are saying that a glass of alcohol a day could actually reduce the risk of depression. Apparently, researchers from the University of Navarra in Spain looked at data on 5,500 men and women aged 55 to 80 years old. And they looked at them having, I guess, a glass of wine a day, right? A glass of wine a day keeps the boo-hoos away. And they found a significant drop in depressive-type symptoms. Now, you know, why would that be? Now, you know, it's very interesting because whenever we talk about the health effects of wine, it's usually because we're bringing out studies that come from Italy, come from France, right? Is it that, I mean, I don't want to say wine is different out there, but I mean, are they doing something different? Are they? I mean, you know, most of these studies on either alcohol having health effects usually come from Europe. So why is that? Is it because they're more of a red wine drinker? Is it that, you know, from what we understand, the amount the study authors add, they said men drink more than females, more than 15 grams a day. And again, they aren't suggesting that we drink to lower to help our moods, etc. But, you know, alcohol is a very common place type of drink. It has been for years. Okay, now we know that arteriosclerotic disease has existed, and we know that heart attacks have existed, et cetera, and people used to eat the fat of animals more so than they did. So, you know, it'd be nice to kind of go back centuries ago to see if the Greeks had died of heart attacks or, you know, whatnot. I mean, how much did wine really protect them? But I'm not surprised that something like wine does have some health benefits. Meaning, wine's been around since biblical times, for crying out loud. All right? I mean, it was one of the first drinks next to water and milk. Okay? Before coffee, before tea, before hot cocoa, before Red Bull, we drank wine. And many researchers think it's the resveratrol because of the grapes, you know, and the lining of the grapes, the resveratrol under the lining of the grape skin. I can't drink red wine, unfortunately, because I get headaches. It's a shame. So I get to watch all this stuff happen with wine in that school. I don't think, though, I've ever diagnosed depression in somebody who just had a glass of wine every night. But I do diagnose depression in people that are hard drinkers. But it's not wine. Many of these people that have depression with alcohol, it's the hard stuff. It's the scotch, the whiskey, the rum, the vodka, even the beer. So they need to kind of delineate that and see, do certain alcohols cause depression more than others? Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Marijuana is the most popular illegal drug, but addictions that kill, marijuana doesn't seem to kill like Vicodin, OxyContin, etc. So they've done this first global survey of illicit drug use, and they found that codeine, OxyContin, Vicodin, painkillers such as those are still the number one killer of people. But marijuana, cannabis is the top drug being used. Okay? Ecstasy and hallucinogens were not included in the study, but I still don't think it would be used at that high a number. Worst hit countries were Australia, Russia, and the U.S. I know there's supposed to be a meth issue in North Korea as well, but again, they didn't use meth in this study. Now, the marijuana debate is going to go on for a while, and I think it's going to go on until marijuana gets legalized. Whether some of us are for it or against it, marijuana is going to probably be legalized. Once you have individual states legalizing it and the government, you know, kind of pulling back on, well, look, guys, I'm not going to go after the states that are legalizing it, but just maybe, you know, help us deal with the heavy cases and maybe we'll let the light ones go. There's already a backing off of enforcing any laws when, you know, any consistency to laws when it comes to marijuana. Yes, even though even the states are going to make sure that it's not being sold to minors, etc., I foresee that marijuana will be legalized, and I foresee it's going to accelerate being legalized as Obamacare takes over, because people are going to be at lightning speed trying to research if they could use marijuana instead of blood pressure medicine, diabetes medication, etc., because a lot of people who use marijuana aren't diabetic, don't have high blood pressure, aren't on the painkillers. Now they smoke. A lot of people on marijuana, they smoke. We do see memory issues. We do see respiratory issues. But we don't see as much high blood pressure, diabetes, etc. with people on marijuana. So I foresee that it would definitely become legalized. Now, in terms of our youth, then getting a hold of it a lot more easy. Yeah, of course it will. You know, I mean, parents let their kids drink alcohol. I'm sure the parents will let their kids smoke. Right? I mean, I can't tell you how many parents are dragging their kids and saying, my kid can't sleep. You know, my kid won't eat. My kid can't lose weight. Right? My kid is this. My kid is that. And even though marijuana is supposed to give people the munchies, we're seeing marijuana smokers at lower BMIs than people who don't smoke marijuana. So I'm not going to be surprised that parents are going to give their kids the dope. And so even when it is legal, they're not supposed to. It's like contributing to the delinquency of a minor, like with alcohol, et cetera. But interesting nonetheless. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The Tooth Fairy looks like is a whole part of our inflation problem as well, and that now you need to shell out $4 a tooth. Really, $4 a tooth, okay? I only got a dime. We give $5 a tooth because you would think in Vegas we had plenty of singles in our wallet, but we don't, okay? Yeah. We're never at the strip, so no, we don't have a lot of singles. Anyway, I don't tip with singles. I tip with fives anyway. Like in Ocab or Valet or something. I use fives. So the Tooth Fairy fees are now up 23% from last year and 42% from 2 years ago. All right. Now, why is this? All right. Now, yes, many people still believe in the Tooth Fairy. One of you asked me a couple years ago, at what age should I tell them to not? At what age should we tell the kids not to think that the Tooth Fairy should be a part of their house? I don't know. You know, I mean, I still use the whole Tooth Fairy thing, even though my kids know better. Just like the Santa Claus thing, I think it's fun, you know. Now, this is interesting. On moneyasyougrow.org, the federal government says at ages 3 to 5, a child should come to understand that you need money to buy things. You earn money by working, and you have to wait before you can buy what you want. Our 3 to 5-year-olds should know that. By 6 to 10 years old, a child should come to understand that you must make choices about how you spend your money. You must shop around for the best deal. Right? You have to be very careful shopping online. By 6 to 10 years old, these kids need to already understand about the dangers of shopping online, and they should understand the protection of a bank. Stop the giggles. Age 11 to 13, they say a child should understand that it's smart to save 10% of what you earn. Maybe understanding that credit card and social security numbers could put you at risk for identity theft, so if they do get a credit card or a social security number, they don't share that type of stuff. And learning more about spending and paying credit card bills in full because of interest, etc. So for those of you trying to figure out what to train your kids money-wise, that's pretty helpful. In terms of Tooth Fairy, they're going to figure it out because they're going to catch you under the pillow. Okay, what you got to make sure is that they don't think you took half the money, because that's what my kid thought. I was putting money in, and they're like, wait a second, Mom, she was giving me $10 and you took one of the fives. And I'm like, no, I'm the one that put the five in there. And Dad's like, yee, yee, yee. Yeah. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Low thyroid. Your thyroid is always being checked by your doctor. Why? Well, we need to talk about this. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time today, so we're going to definitely visit this later after the holiday. Please have a very safe rest of the day. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. I'm still working. Don't go away.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.